Our first presentation is implementation of a health disparities curriculum for minority high school students. And our presenter is Dr. Marilyn Frazier-White. She's the Associate Director of Research and Training at the Arthur Ashe Institute for Urban Health. And in June of 2000, she joined the Institute as the Outreach Coordinator of the Community Health Empowerment Programs. She is also a member of the faculty of the SUNY Downstate Medical Center and the faculty of the Institute's Health Science Academy, serving as a mentor and instructor for talented minority students interested in the health professions. Dr. White serves as the director of the Community Engagement Corps of the Brooklyn Health Disparities Center, a partnership with Arthur Ashe Institute, the State University of New York's Downstate Medical Center, and the Office of the Brooklyn Borough President. So welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, my presentation, so the first thing, I do not have any relationships to disclose. And my presentation today is called Implementing a Health Disparities Curriculum for Minority High School Students. And so just to give you a little bit of background about the Arthur Ashe Institute, usually when I talk about the Arthur Ashe Institute, I ask whether people knew who Arthur Ashe was. But the Institute was founded by Arthur Ashe in 1992, and he was a tennis champion and humanitarian. And it was created in response to various concerns about healthcare disparities within urban America, but also specifically within Brooklyn. And so the Institute was created at SUNY Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn. It's a multi-ethnic, multilingual community. For those that know Brooklyn, people say our borough president thinks that it could be its own state because Brooklyn is so diverse and he wishes that it could be that. And so we utilize a model of community health empowerment in the work that we do. And a lot of our programs are in non-traditional settings, so we have programs in barbershops, in beauty salons. The Barbershop Talk with Brothers, that's an HIV AIDS prevention program, and that will be presented at some point during the conference as well. And we also have a cardiovascular disease program in salons, Heart of a Woman. The Access Project is a project that's focused on improving access for formerly incarcerated individuals and their families, but access to health care services and also social services. The two programs that I'll talk about today are the Health Science Academy and then Brooklyn Health Disparities Center. And so the objectives of my talk today is just to talk about a program that's designed to address minority underrepresentation in the health professions and describe the implementation of that program, as well as describe and demonstrate the role of community-based organizations in facilitating that relationship. And just some background, we know that there's some linkage between a shortage of minorities in the healthcare professions and diminished health outcomes in minority populations. And when we look at New York State, 49 out of the 62 counties there have designated health professions shortage areas. And then when you look at Brooklyn, although blacks, Latinos, and Native Americans make up almost half of the population in Brooklyn, in Kings County, Brooklyn, only 5% of that population of black Hispanics are physicians. And so addressing minority representation in the health profession, so the Health Science Academy program at the Arthur Ashe Institute is a program in response to addressing health addressing minority representation or the underrepresentation of minorities in the health professions. And it's a 3-year science enrichment after school program. It was started in 1994, and we partner with about 11 high schools in Brooklyn. And currently we have a student body about 185 students. And in 2004, the Arthur Ashe Institute, in partnership with SUNY Downstate Medical Center, the academic partner, and the Office of Brooklyn Borough President, which is the government body, founded the Brooklyn Health Disparities Center. And so if you look at all the circles, the Institute represents the community-based organization. And more specifically for my talk today, it represents the Health Science Academy and the student pool from which we are pulling for the program. And then SUNY Downstate represents the academic institution. And in the middle, we have the CBOs, or a community advisory board, that's made up of 14 organizations that represent a variety of various issues in Brooklyn. So 2 years ago, we have a grant that was funded by the NIH, and it's a community engagement grant, and the purposes were to increase knowledge of health disparities, and by doing that, we developed and implemented a health disparities curriculum for high school students, and also promote actions towards research and policy-based solutions in Brooklyn. So our program took place over two summers. I'll be talking primarily about the summer of 2010, the first year of that program. And we enrolled 51 students from the Institute's Health Science Academy. It was a four-week program. The curriculum was focused on the correlation between health outcomes, social determinants of health. In the morning, the students had a lecture, and then in the afternoon, they went out into the community to various community-based organizations to have their outreach experience. And the topics of the curriculum included health disparities related to specific diseases, cardiovascular diseases, sleep disorders as it relates to cardiovascular disease, obesity and diabetes, and also looking at some of the social determinants on health. So in terms of the impact of poverty, stress, and so forth. And also looking at community networks and social support, the importance of that in addressing health. And an important part of our program was the policy and advocacy piece. How do you inform policy once you address certain health issues? And within the 3 weeks of the students' program, I say the program was 4 weeks, but technically their research took about 3 weeks, and they did a variety of research projects from childhood obesity, domestic violence, HIV, AIDS. This is just a list of some of the projects that they did. And these projects were done in conjunction with the community-based organizations. And at the end of the project, each group of students was asked to present a poster that was done at the Borough Hall, Brooklyn Borough Hall. And the poster presentation is something, I wish I have more pictures of that, but this is just a sample of one of their posters that was done. And this was on looking at domestic violence in Brooklyn and looking at whether there was access to services and so forth. So as I said, we had 51 students enrolled. We had 100% retention in our first year, and the students that completed the internship. In terms of increased interest in a career in minority health, there was a 19% increase. And bearing in mind, these students that come to the Health Science Academy already are interested in pursuing health careers, and so that was something that was even nice to see, that there was even more of an increased interest in pursuing a career in minority health. There was increased knowledge, of course, of health inequalities and increased knowledge of the impact of race on health. Something that was decreased, and we don't know why, was the participation in advocacy. When we asked students, after participating in this program, would you actually go out and, you know, do something about it, or would you participate, be an advocate, and so forth? And there was a decrease, because I think we had a specific session on advocacy and what that entails, and so it may have scared them. That's something that we have to look into more to find out what is going on with that. And other outcomes, there were 31 student projects completed, their policy recommendations that the students made based on their programs, their recommendations in terms of research priorities that they think of that should be included when we do a shared research agenda, and some of those priorities for the students were diabetes, obesity, HIV, AIDS, hypertension, and cancer. I spoke about the presentations they did at Borough Hall, and their community-based organizations participated in that as well. Some of the students participated in a Faces of Urban Health conference. And something that we're really happy about, their sustained interest on the CBO's part, the community-based organizations, to host interns. So most of them would like to host two interns going forward in the future. 4% would host one. But everyone that participated with our students would like to host them again. And so also post-internship volunteering. So we had some students after the internship was completed that they stayed on at the organizations to continue working. And then our CEO, Dr. Ruth Brown, was awarded a Fulbright scholarship this year. And so she's adapting this program in Trinidad to see what, piloting it out there. And other outcomes, so the students had two publications, urban health publication. One was an online journal, and the other one was just a regular publication. In terms of our student feedback, they were more comfortable with public speaking. They understood more about inequalities in New York City. They thought it was good preparation for college. And these students, they're part of the Health Science Academy, and so they get some prep, but this actually added and enhanced what they're doing. They had a field trip to a dialysis clinic, and during the course of the internship, we tried to include some hands-on things for them. So they've been to a sleep center, and they've seen that, and then this year they went to the dialysis clinic. They thought that it started too early in the morning, 9 o'clock during the summer. It's too early. They would have liked to spend more time at the CBOs. So the students, during the week, they were in the morning, they were with us, in the afternoons, they were with their CBOs, and it was a shortened time. The dress code was too strict. That's our educational coordinator sitting in the audience. She instilled that dress code that they had to dress a certain way and present themselves to their workplace in a certain way. And the commute sometimes was too long, and their lectures, they complained, sometimes are too long. In terms of the community-based organizations, one of the organizations mentioned that the students helped to develop their Facebook page, and that brought visibility to the organization. Students provided a new perspective on issues facing the community, and so that some programs have even added youth-based initiatives. So in conclusion, I think the exposure of the high school students to community-based research and health disparities, that's essential, and it's essential to increasing awareness of the impact of social determinants of health on our health outcomes, but also in increasing the understanding of the role of research in addressing health, and also the policy implications that may be important when we are addressing health issues. I would like to acknowledge our staff, and this is just a picture of the students at their final ceremony at Borough Hall when they did their poster presentation. So thank you very much.